Hey, I'm Scott Hansman. It's Azure Friday. I'm here with Pranav Rastogi. We're talking about Azure Web Jobs, a little more advanced stuff.
Yes,
We've scaled web jobs. We've made web jobs in previous episodes. Now that we know that there's a lot of things going on with the Azure dashboard. There's the main Azure kind of portal that we think of.
Yes.
And then there's the new
sort of
woo-woo portal.
I thought that was not what it was called.
It's not called the woo-woo portal.
No.
But it's the new DevOps, fancy portal.
Yes.
But when you are working on web jobs, you're not thinking about the details of the inner workings of portals. Right. You're just trying to get the functionality right.
Yes. And one of the things that we've been trying to experiment with this web jobs dashboard is like we're trying to build some sort of monitoring experience around like how much time did it take for my web job to run, how much CPU time did it take. And that's why our web jobs dashboard is right now running as a site extension so that we can iterate on it quickly and sort of get feedback before we sort of see where this dashboard fits in.
A site extension. I think of site extension, that's like Kudu. We had that debug console.
Yes.
So you're like that?
We're like just one of them. So we are an extension to your Azure website. We are always there. Like as soon as you create a new Azure website in Azure, there's already a site extension for you over there, which allows you to monitor your web jobs. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to show you there are different kinds of web jobs you can create as well. You can create web jobs which are PowerShell based, which are .NET, C# console applications, or Python, or JavaScript. There's sort of different kinds of web jobs that you can create, and we're sort of building this one dashboard experience to let you monitor all these web jobs together.
And it's a little bit less than polished because web jobs is in preview, so of course the UI for this dashboard is not super polished.
Exactly. And there are some features we're sort of toying around to see like which would make more sense and which would not make so much more sense. So trying to get your feedback on it as well.
Okay, so you go into the current Azure dashboard, the management portal.
Right.
And then you scroll to the right and you've got logs there.
Yes.
That's how you get to it.
That's how you get to it.
So you'll put a web job in and then we'll jump over and look at it?
Perfect. So I have this PowerShell web job which I'm going to upload. And all this PowerShell web job does is basically it prints out the date.
Okay, right, because a reminder that web jobs can be console apps, PowerShell.
JavaScript, Python scripts, anything.
Okay.
So what I've done is basically for this PowerShell job, I've gone ahead and basically zipped up the file. So in my PowerShell.zip, I have this run.ps1. Which says get date.
Okay.
And I'm going to upload this PowerShell web job as part of my Azure website.
Alrighty.
So here you go, PowerShell. And I'm going to say run on demand. So a web job can be run in three modes. Run continuously means keep running it every time. So as soon as a new message on a queue comes, the web job is going to get triggered. Mm-hmm. Run on schedule means I have a database cleanup log I want to run every Sunday. So I can hook up the Azure scheduler and run every Sunday.
Right.
And run on demand is I'm going to just run it like forcefully whenever I want to.
Okay.
So I can
either from the command line or you just push run or whatever.
Exactly. So here I just uploaded my web job, and if I click this link, it's going to take me to this web jobs dashboard, which is showing me all the particular jobs that I have. So in this case, this PowerShell job that I just uploaded, it's showing me that it sort of ran twice because I had uploaded it twice earlier when I was practicing for this.
Right.
But if I go ahead and sort of run it from the management portal, mm-hmm. So I'm going to say run once, which is going to execute this PowerShell job.
Okay.
So I say run once, go back to this diagnostics dashboard. I say refresh. We should see one more row.
It says
moment ago. And it sort of gives you some final level details of, how much time did it take to run. And if I click this particular invocation, then it's going to show me some details around this web job itself. So this is in practice, like the basically console.out.
Okay. So because this is not just you saying, hey, run this PowerShell thing, you're a managed environment, web jobs is.
Yes.
So you're almost like a container in which this is running.
Exactly.
So I was kind of just expecting to see the date.
Oh, no.
But there's more because you have the Azure web job womb.
Because the script, it starts the PowerShell script, it's giving you some debugging information around it.
So this is you.
And this is us. This is what our get date function did, basically.
I see. And look at this. And a little bit of interesting insight into how it works there. It says run script with script host.
Right. And for a command like a CMD, it's going to be a different script host. Like it's going to be the Windows script host, itself. So if I go back to this web jobs main page, you know, there are different kinds of files. There's a batch file. There's a little JavaScript file running over here. There's also an interesting job, which I'm going to show you a little more on what you can do, is image resize and watermark. So let me show you what this job does. So what this job does is basically you can upload an image, and it's going to add a watermark, and it's going to do some resizing on this image. So this piece of code is basically going to get triggered as soon as you upload a new image to this blob container called images1-input. Okay, so it's going to call watermark, and then it's going to call trig.
So the images one is the name of the container within the blob?
Yes.
And then the name is going to be
the name of the file, like foo.jpg, bar.jpg, or something.
And web image, what name does that live inside?
So web image is my own custom binder that I have. So it's going to take the contents from like foo.jpg, and it's going to bind it to web image. So I can do like image.addWatermark and resize and any of the helper functions which web image has.
Okay.
So web image, you know, if you remember, it comes from the ASP.NET web pages assembly, which is the helper that we have for image processing.
Okay. We'll do an additional video on advanced binding techniques.
Yes. And so let me go back to the Azure management portal. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start this image processing job. And I already have in my blob container called images1-input, I have this file uploaded. Images.
Got it.
And if I go back to the management portal, I click this log link. It's going to take me to this particular invocation of this web job, which got triggered because the job started. It detected this new blob. So success.
Mm-hmm.
It's like watermark.
So then it says read it in, and it was a meg, almost 2 megs.
Right.
And then wrote it out.
About this amount of time.
It was half the size because
yes.
You squished it.
Yes.
You squished it and it did the watermark at the
same
time.
And it did the watermark at the same time. So and a particular neat sort of the diagnostics that we're trying to play around with is if you notice the notes section, it's giving you some details around how many bytes were read, what percentage, how much time did it spend on I/O. And I think you know, these things might be more interesting for people as they start building more image processing-like applications or video processing-like applications to see, like, what is the Azure usage? Like, you can also see, maybe in the future, we might say, like, this is how much did it cost you to run this function? Because,
right.
You know, this is how much of storage you used, this is how much of queue processing you used, this is your aggregated cost of running a function.
Right.
So these are some of the ideas that we are trying to play around with this diagnostics dashboard mm-hmm. to see sort of what happens.
Well, in this case here, this reminds us that from the perspective of the person writing the internals, you right. have lots of information available to you.
Right.
And how do you want to expose that? Is this going to be a pie chart or a bar chart or
we don't know
metrics
yet,
or
right.
alerts? I don't know.
It's
but as a consumer of web jobs, wow, there's a lot of information available
right.
to me.
And then the beauty of it is basically you didn't have to write any code to get that diagnostics information. Like all you had to do was like, you know, add some bindings for blobs and then add some triggers. And then you got all of this information for free as well. And the neat thing about this graph is also, you know, this image processing has a two-step workflow. It does a watermark and then did a resize on my particular image.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have this replay function feature. And what this feature allows me to do is like, if I'm processing like say 1,000 images and one of them failed, I can basically rerun the entire chain of execution flow, for example, I can upload a new image and I can run watermark, which is going to trigger resize. So I can see what happened live on these particular inputs.
So when I say replay function, I can enter in different inputs, different outputs. I'm not necessarily replaying it on the exact same blob.
Exactly.
I can do a debugging session kind of.
And a live debugging in Azure. So I can upload this new picture called, you know, ASP.NET.png, and I can replace the image.
See, and this feels like, while you're doing that, this feels more like not something I would want to do inside of a portal. This is more debug console.
This kind of a debug console, exactly.
Interesting.
And so I can replay this particular function with these new inputs. And so it's going to, the function is queued. The reason it's saying this blob doesn't exist.
Because the output blob doesn't exist.
Exactly. Because
and now it does.
And now it does.
Ah, Oh, that was fancy.
Yeah. For a second, you thought that was not working.
No. That was nice.
So basically, you know, that's what the SDK is doing behind the scenes. Is like, you know, it takes up the blob, it reads the image, it creates a new blob for you, and then it sort of plays out the whole chain of execution as well.
Very cool.
And the last thing I wanted to show you as part of this whole diagnostics experience is we also have this Kudu dashboard, which is sort of your site extension, which you were mentioning.
Right, Kudu. For your site. People can go to Azure Friday and look for Kudu, and you can see lots of information about how that deployment system works.
Exactly. And so Kudu has this new feature called Process Explorer. And Process Explorer, what it tells you is like, what are all the processes running in your website? And so if you remember, like web jobs are nothing but just like, you know, console.exe, my node.exe, which is my JavaScript web job. So now you can sort of monitor and see, okay, like what are all of my processes running? How much of like memory do they have? Thread count? I can, you know,
find handles and stuff. You've got node running here, so that might be your website, and then next to it you've got your image resizer.
Exactly. So that's another way of sort of looking at your site and see what happens. And that's where what we're trying to rationalize is like, you know, how do we give you a more consistent experience around this diagnostics around your web jobs and your websites as well.
Remember, the Azure Web Jobs is in preview, but you can play with it right now. It's Azure Friday.